You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shoulder pump fake. End zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Devontae Smith.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, man, I was fired up for that Devontae Smith touchdown. My Eagles bet last night. Absolutely loved it. Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. We'll get back into the Eagles and the Packers and my thoughts on the Eagles moving forward in a moment. But, man, we got a huge slate tonight in the NBA. I've got a bunch of bets. Absolutely can't wait for it. And for you, our listeners and viewers, here's the great news. Today's NBA Odds Boost token, well, it belongs in your starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. So we were just talking in the break about exercise, just as a quick aside here. Femi wrote that the Peloton's calling his name tomorrow morning. It's a true story. So I'm bragging. I lift weights on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Tuesday and Thursday, I will do the Peloton for a 20-minute ride, whatever. So my wife doesn't go to the gym, but she works out every day, like in the house. She either has not a Zoom, but like a FaceTime workout thing with like a trainer, or she does the Peloton. She has like weights, whatever. So my wife works out early. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my wife will come upstairs to take a shower before my daughter wakes up and will like wake me up. And then like I go downstairs and do the Peloton. So my wife wakes me up. I go downstairs to do the Peloton. It's like, or maybe like, you know, 6:45 a.m. Eastern time. And doing a Kendall tool ride. And she's wearing short shorts. And I chose that ride on purpose. So my wife comes downstairs while I'm getting off the Peloton. Like we're in the stretching portion at the end after the cool down. And for anyone that's ever done like a Peloton ride before, like the stretching portion involves like the women, if you do a ride with a female instructor, like generally like it, you know, they're stretching and they generally look pretty good, which is just like a statement of fact. It's not like the Tony Romo, Jake, can you, do you have the Tony Romo? You have that, please. So like we're watching like Kendall Tool or like Camila Ramon or like Olivia Amato. We watch them stretch and Jake, I believe it was you, Jake, that said that this is the noise that you make when you're on the Peloton. I mean, look, some boys will be boys. And my wife walks downstairs and she sees that it's a Kendall Tool. Kendall Tool hasn't like left Peloton like 2 years ago. My wife goes, oh, Kendall Tool. And I'm just like, got to cover my tracks somehow. Like, yeah, it was great music. She goes, you had the volume off. You were listening to a podcast. I said, listen, I got to go upstairs and take a shower. And in that moment, it's just like you hope that The trials and tribulations of the day take the mind away from things that may have happened in the morning. Jake, can you just play the Romo noise one more time just for fun? So the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Packers last night, and Devontae Smith catches that touchdown. And, you know, we do this thing, right? And I don't want to say we, because I'm not a part of it. But it's like the way that a lot of people consume football now, where, and I'm about to do, this is going to be like an old man boomer rant here a little bit, where we are less concerned with wins and losses than we are with, like, batting average of balls in play, or like FIP, or DVOA, or EPA, or whatever, like, the calculator's cranked out today, whatever this spreadsheet is. So, like, the Eagles win last night, and, like, they always win. They always win. And I'm a Giants fan, so you think it gives me pleasure to say this? Like, I don't like the Eagles, but, like, my job is to call it like I see it. Like, I thought the Eagles were better. I bet the Eagles last night. If it were just, like, fan Nick Costos, I hope the Packers beat them by a million. But that's not what this is. Like, I got to call it like I see it. The Eagles always win. They always win. In games where Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith play, they literally always, not literally, I guess, like, they lose sometimes. They did lose to the Giants. They always win. And yet, no one's ever happy. We're not impressed. Well, like, where was the explosion in the passing game? Jalen Hurts not throwing the ball down the field. Why aren't we included? Why
is the negative? Why the A.J. Brown highlights of just him blocking for some? Why don't we throw him the ball? This is terrible.
Do you people understand? Like, I'm not joking. It's like I said with the Giants yesterday. Everyone that wants to say, like, Brian Daboll ruins this, like, all-star roster that Joe Shane has built. Because when you think about, like, the great teams in NFL history, right? The Steel Curtain, Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s. The 80s Niners. The 90s Cowboys. All those great Patriots teams. And the 2025 New York Football Giants. Obviously just a team of absolute superstars. And yet, they never win. They never win. And now, we're going to do this thing with the Eagles, where they never lose, they always win, and they win on the road at a good team, and the discourse is, well, actually, like, I'm going to tell you why they're bad. You know, like, I promise everybody, like, we don't have to do this. You can just, like, watch the games and pick the team that always wins to win. And, like, feel pretty good about it. Almost like winning's a skill and losing is too. So everyone that's like, oh, well, Jalen Hurts. Like, Jalen Hurts just won Super Bowl MVP. It was this calendar year. It wasn't even last year. It was in 2025. He won Super Bowl MVP. He also, in a Super Bowl loss, stood toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes and played him to a standstill. Come on. But yeah, but he sucks. Yeah, Jalen Hurts sucks. Okay. Yeah, like, the offense sucks. The team sucks. They don't play entertaining football. Yeah, okay, like, the explosive plays, and their batting average against balls in play isn't that good, and the FIP isn't that great, and, you know, whatever stupid said, the PER, whatever, the heliocentricity of the offense. I'm not interested. Show me the wins and the losses. That's what I want. The Eagles always win. And that matters. You bet on this Monday. On this, what day is today? Tuesday? That's a loss by me. Monday Night Football's on the brain. So now, we spin it forward, right? Let's talk about the NFC. Because we got a banger of an NFC slate this weekend. Seahawks at Rams, late afternoon. Lions at Eagles, Sunday Night Football. And I'm being serious right now. And I want everyone to answer this question in your own head. And you can answer it, like, in your head. And you can answer it, what do you think, like, if you had to text, like, the group chat, you put it on social media, what would people say? If you had to rank, in order, right now, NFC teams, that you think are going to go to the Super Bowl at the best teams in the NFC, out of those four, Rams, Seahawks, Lions, Eagles, what place do the Eagles come in? Like Family Feud on the majority of lists. What team would people say is last of NFC contenders of these four teams? You buzz in. Eagles. And Steve Harvey does that thing where he looks at you like you're the dumbest person on the planet and we all die laughing. Like, the Eagles are the answer, right? Rams are better. Seahawks are better. Lions are better. Okay. Except the Eagles actually never lose. They never lose. They never lose!
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Eagles are 2.5-point home favorites. 2.5. Against the Lions on Sunday night. Here's a spoiler for everybody. The Eagles are going to win. They are. They are. They're going to win. And when it comes down to it, and we need to crown an NFC champion in January, guess who it's going to be? It's going to... Wish this were like a Drake May thing. It's going to be them. It's going to be the Eagles. Because they have the best players. The best... Period. And they're winners. The end. So we can all get seduced by the Rams and the Seahawks, and you can talk yourself back into the Packers or the Bucks, or and I love Dan Campbell and the Lions, and you know that, our listeners and viewers. Like, we don't have to do this. You can just take the team that doesn't lose. Give me the Eagles on Sunday night against the Lions, and I'll take the Eagles to win the NFC, like I did before the season. And I will just feel as good about that as I could possibly feel about anything. The Rams and the Eagles are the co-favorites right now to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Ask yourself this. After Sunday night, if the game goes the way I think it will, even if the Rams look great, I like that price for the Philadelphia Eagles. Last note here for the first hour of the show. Terrible news out of Jacksonville. Travis Hunter out for the season. We thought that Travis Hunter was going to come back after only 4 games and this wasn't season ending. Well, the lie detector came back and it determined that that was a lie. LCL surgery for Travis Hunter out 6 months. Putting an end to, and let's call it like it is, and I loved the Jaguars, and I went all in fantasy on Trevor Lawrence and Bryant. What an idiot I am. It is a disastrous rookie season for Travis Hunter. And this trade, whilst they could still get turned around, is a disaster right now for the Jacksonville Jaguars. 2-1s and a 2 for Travis Hunter. Couldn't figure out whether to play him at corner or receiver. He didn't know where he was lining up. Now he's out for the season. The Jaguars just allowed 600 points in the fourth quarter to Davis Mills and the Houston Texans. And I think the season's circling the drain for the Jaguars. Circling the drain. I hate to say it, because I'm going to lose money on it when it's all said and done. The Jaguars right now are minus 210 no to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 145. You had to bet that right now? I'd lay the minus 210. Not a playoff team. Season done in Duval. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We started with Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Mark Schlereth.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.